The Curious Case of Mike Lynch, The Improbable Life and Death of a Tech Billionaire, written and read by Katie Prescott. And just a note to listeners, all diagrams in this book are available in an accompanying PDF, which is available to download from your audiobook library. Author's note. In June 2024, The Times held a summer party in the bucolic setting of Middle Temple Gardens in central London. The home of barristers is an elegant green space in the heart of the capital, surrounded by 16th century buildings and sandwiched between the touristy Strand and the Thames. Suited and booted financiers and top lawyers have long replaced journalists in neighbouring Fleet Street, yet for one evening, we were back in the area and making the most of it. This legal setting is a very appropriate place for this very legal story to begin. That evening, the perfectly manicured lawn was buzzing with reporters drinking wine and gossiping about stories and each other in the warm sunshine, when my phone started to flash with news from the other side of the Atlantic. Over in San Francisco, it was only late morning, but another party was about to begin. In a pressure cooker Californian court, Mike Lynch and his co-defendant Stephen Chamberlain had just been found not guilty of defrauding Hewlett-Packard during the $11 billion sale of his business Autonomy to the US firm. The shadow of a life behind bars in America, which had hung over Lynch for more than a decade, had been lifted. One of Britain's most controversial entrepreneurs, who had a mere 0.4% chance of triumph in Silicon Valley's biggest fraud case, had won. In London, amid the fray of the summer party, I ran to find Richard Fletcher, the Times' business editor, whose astounded eyebrows disappeared up his forehead. Having covered Lynch since his early days in business journalism, Richard was even more surprised than I was, and swore in a way only a South Londoner can at the shock news. Ours was not an unfair reaction from cynical journalists. The situation was a bundle of contradictions. Lynch may have just won in the US, but he had previously been roundly criticised for fiddling Autonomy's accounts in the judgment from a very detailed British civil trial filed by HP. The damages in that case were yet to be established, but HP wanted $4 billion. In the years before Lynch's American trial, Sushovan Hussain, Autonomy's chief financial officer, had been sentenced to 5 years in prison in the US, following a criminal trial overseen by the very same judge who had just read out Lynch's not guilty verdict in San Francisco. Furthermore, the British accountancy watchdog had also found evidence of fraud following a tribunal and fined Deloitte, Autonomy's auditor, £15 million over its work. Lynch was an aficionado of Bayes' theorem, which is a way of guessing an outcome based on probability, combining how likely something was to begin with and new evidence. In this context, with all the negative judgments which had come before, the odds really had been stacked against him. I disappeared as quickly as possible to write the top of my story for the next morning. Like so many others, including Lynch, we had anticipated a very different outcome, and there was quite a lot of reworking to be done. Following many years as a BBC business journalist, I joined the Times just shy of my 40th birthday in 2022 to cover the busy, exciting, and often lurid technology beat. In my first few months in the job, there were some big stories emerging. Elon Musk started his serious foray into politics, driving a supertanker through the town square of the chattering classes by buying Twitter. Crypto baron Sam Bankman-Fried turned out to be running a shambolic house of cards. And ChatGPT was launched on an unsuspecting public who were discovering the highs and lows of generative AI. Despite the swirl of these various emerging dramatic narratives, I was always fascinated by the Autonomy versus HP saga, the clash between a Silicon Valley titan and a British tech startup success brought low. It had all the elements of a brilliant story, a cracking cast of colourful characters, a seismic culture clash between the UK and the US, and disputed fraud allegations. In the months leading up to Lynch's criminal trial in San Francisco, I'd cast around for a book to read or a film to watch about Lynch's extraordinary life and what really happened at Autonomy. Astonishingly,